BBC News with Rosemary Crick. The African Union has demanded a retraction and apology from President Trump over obscene language he's alleged to have used to refer to African countries. A strongly worded AU statement expressed outrage about the reported comments, which the organisation said dishonoured America's tradition of accepting diversity. Mr. Trump has denied using derogatory language. Mr. Trump has extended a waiver on sanctions against Iran in spite of promises to pull out of a deal to curb Tehran's nuclear program. He warned that this would be the last time he would do so unless a new agreement was reached to impose more restrictions on Iran's activities. A Ku Klux Klan leader convicted of killings in the 1960s that shocked America and hastened the introduction of new civil rights laws has died in jail. Edgar A. Killam was serving a 60-year sentence for the deaths of three civil rights workers in Mississippi. He wasn't convicted until 40 years after the crime. Los Angeles police say they're investigating sexual assault allegations against the actor Steven Seagal. He has not commented on the claim, which dates from 2005. Canadian police say an attack in which a man repeatedly tried to cut the hijab of an 11-year-old Muslim girl may have been a hate crime. Officers say the attacker was Asian and in his mid-20s. Local officials in Canada and the United States have clashed over an historic building that was swept by a storm from the US to a Canadian island. American heritage workers initially blamed looters and Canadian bureaucracy for jeopardising plans to salvage the old smokehouse shed, but a plan is now in place to recover it. A 20-year-old Florida man has won one of the largest lottery prizes ever in the US, more than $450 million. Shane Misler said he wanted to use the money to take care of his family, do some good and have some fun. BBC News.